Yo, it's the Red Alpha Rush Show. It's Monday, June 8, 2020. You know, I've been speaking to y'all during this whole quarantine time. Seem like we making a little progress, but it's a lot of things been going on throughout this whole, this whole year just been a mess. You know, we at the midway point of the year. So far, these 5 months has been tremendously very disappointing, very just not a good year. If you just look at the year, when you look at the COVID death of Pop Smoke, you look at the, you know, of course, this Corona thing, you look at the, you know, with the police situation, you know, the protesting. I mean, it is, to me, all my, you know, doing, you know, I just think this is the worst year I ever witnessed of seeing stuff, even the year of 05 when Katrina hit. Because that year, 05, was a promising year. It was a good year to me. Before August, you know, they didn't have all this stuff. Like, every month is something new. It seemed like every month of this year since January has just been tragic after tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And, you know, right now they talk about some storm, but, you know, it don't look like it's going to happen. It don't look like it's too much right now. So, you know, when it comes down to weather in New Orleans, you know, it's kind of like over-exaggerated. The big storms are the storms they don't never predict. And the storms they predict sometimes don't never pan out what they should be sometimes. So it looked like this is going to be like a typical rainy day in New Orleans. And, you know, the media are going to try to overhype it like it's supposed to be some big storm. Because they always trying to, that's something about the media. They always going to make a, They need something, I want to say, negative to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Because it's only, right now, it's only like two things you could talk about right now. It's COVID-19 and, you know, the protesting right now. So they're just trying to add on subjects to talk about because, you know, they only talking about two things. But, you know, hopefully this summer, you know, maybe, you know, throughout this halfway point, maybe we could see some positive changes, you know, maybe towards the end of the year, you know, who knows, but it's been a rough one. But today's topic is going to be my experience with the police throughout my whole life. How do I feel about the police? I really do not like them at all. Ever since you was any black dude that's got a little hood in them, any black person, period, anytime you know the police behind you, you gonna just square up, you gonna get nervous because you don't know what to predict. And, you know, I've been like that ever since I was a little child. Like, ever since I had the police, you know, it's not like you scared of them, you just don't trust them. It's a difference, you know I'm saying? Like, you don't know what to expect out of police and stuff. And to me, I had like some experience with police. I remember one time I was getting my hair cut. I want to say it was like 2003, 2004, whenever that G-Unit shit was hot. I was getting something like out of hair product, you know what I'm saying? I just got out the barbershop, trying to get some hair products, you know, put the waves in my hair and shit. So I'm just walking with the bag in my hand, and police just came to me and like, what you got in your bag? I'm like, what are you talking about? This is hair products. So I had to get the bag and show them a damn bottle of hair products, and I'm telling the police like, why is you messing with me? And the police response is, all y'all be doing something. And this is a black cop talking to me, and he was telling me like, all y'all niggas always up to something. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no Douglas Ruggish ass nigga or something. I'm just a nigga walking to my house from the hair spot. You know what I'm saying? Just got a little bag and shit. So this motherfucker think I got a bag with a gun. I gotta open up the bag and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how petty you could be, man. If I was a little white dude walking in the neighborhood with a bag and shit, you didn't want to stop me, man. And he was, when he was like, all y'all, you know, y'all be doing shit, man. I'm like looking at him like, man, fuck y'all. And to me, police officers, the reason why I think a lot of police officers are assholes, you know, some of the black ones, like, it's always a myth, like, these are the motherfuckers that was like hoes in high school. You know what I'm saying? They was the bitch ass niggas in high school. So they feel some type of authority with a badge and shit. So once they get that badge, they think they're superior to anybody. Because, you know what I'm saying? I went to high school with a cat. You know what I'm saying? He was a little fuck boy, a little nerdy ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? He became a police and they had a story that this nigga had beat up a chick, man. Like, literally, like, fucked her up. So this bitch-ass, Carlton-ass nigga got fired from that. So I think a lot of times these police officers are niggas that are hoes in high school and they get that badge. They feel like some type of authority. Like, they just have that rebellious against people because, you know, sometimes, like, in your past life, like, you know, they can't let shit go. And to me, that's the key thing about, like, you can't let shit go. Like, I don't worry about what happened to me 10 years ago and take it out on people. And I think police officers are people that's just, are just trying to just fuck with people, man. And it's just crazy how these police officers are just doing shit. And to me, the worst cops when you got the black cop and the white cop, because, you know, that black cop was gonna act more white than that white cop and shit. So, you know, other than that, I had like some experience with the police. You know, rest in peace to my nigga Emery. We got pulled over one time, you know what I'm saying? We dragging in the car, police came, you know, they pulled us over and shit. You know, we was drinking, but it was just so ironic that this cop I went to high school with, and when I was a freshman, he was a senior, and we had something like a big brother type thing. So, like, the senior in high school always had that brother that was a freshman. So the cop recognized me, he just let us go and shit. So it's a lot of times the cops let us go. I mean, you know, I still don't really fuck with them, though. I don't fuck with them. And I can't be like, oh, they got good cops, they got bad cops. Anytime you see a cop on the block, you driving around, you seeing a cop, you don't know what to fucking expect. You gonna fucking square up and shit. Because, you know what I'm saying? They just, a vast majority of them assholes. Do they got good cops? Because they got good people in anything they do. Like, they got good white people and shit. Not all white people, you know what I'm saying, are racist, but, you know, niggas still don't fuck with them. Niggas still don't trust them and shit. So, you know, all this shit going on. But, you know, police is, they just need to hire better cops. And, you know, they need to, you know, I just think they mentally is just fucked up to me, like. So, you know, all this stuff going on and the protesting and stuff is cool, but as you see, there's a lot of white people doing shit and they make it seem like it's the niggas that's doing stuff. So, you know, that's the type of world we live in, a negative type world and stuff. So it's just crazy out here, man. So I'm dropping a lot of shit this week. So y'all just be on the lookout. It's the Red Alpha Rush Show. Peace.